There are two cellulosic ethanol plants under construction in Iowa, one in Emmitsburg and one in Nevada. But the Environmental Protection Agency has proposed changes to reduce the Renewable Fuel Standard, a federal law that calls for certain amounts of biofuels. The RFS is what spurred and supported companies to create cellulosic technology. Jan Koenigs, Director of Global Business for Biorefineries at DuPont, which is building the 30-million-gallon capacity plant in Nevada, testified that the law is working and should not be modified.
The bottom line here is that, driven by the RFS, we have completely reinvented how we fuel our vehicles using renewable fuel. And we do so without adding additional CO2 into the atmosphere.
Koenigs says the company has worked in partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, academic scientists, and local farmers to convert waste such as corn stover into fuel. He and others argue that lowering RFS requirements will hurt rural economies and stymie the growth of the new industry. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.